Good morning to each one of you. It's great to be here and to have the opportunity to share. Let's bow for a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this gathering of believers. Thank you that you rose from the dead and that we have hope for the future and that we have forgiveness for the past. God, I pray that we would be able to walk in hope and pray that the things that I have to share this morning would come from you, flow through me to others, and God, that it would do the work that you want it to do in each heart. Pray that you'd remove distractions, God, that you could be glorified in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, as I was thinking of what to share today, I first started thinking about, well, what do other people need? And then I started thinking about, well, that's probably not a good way to think of what to share. And then I started thinking about, what do I need? And I started thinking about, what have I been learning? And so I guess if I was to put a title to it, I want to say the title would be Faithfulness to Our Vision. And I realize that the first verse that comes to my mind when I think about vision is Proverbs 29:18, which says, where there is no vision, the people perish. But as I looked at the biblical example of what vision is, it didn't really fit with what I was thinking of. It seems like the biblical use of the word vision is more of like a dream or something that God reveals himself to you. And more what I'm thinking of is like a life purpose. And I realized that in my own life, it's easy to have a lofty vision of what I want my life to be, but to not really know how to carry it out in little steps. And I was thinking some about Melvin's message a while back about the lonely place, and one phrase in there, he said something about, do you want to be fruitful or do you want to be famous? And I was thinking about, even if we have a focus on fruitfulness, that might be the wrong focus, because maybe what we need to have a focus on is faithfulness. And I think if we are faithful, we can expect to be fruitful, and we'll also be famous among those that we actually want to be famous among. If you think about the fame that the world gives, it's not really the fame that we would want anyway. So, I was thinking about how in my own life it's really easy to just sort of bumble through life hoping that somehow my vision will just work its way out and what I think God wants me to do in life will somehow just come about. But I realized that some of this was sparked from a conversation I had with Henry Milligan, and he was wondering, basically, what steps am I going to take to get there? And I realized that I needed to take some time, and I still feel like I need to do more of this, take some time and really understand what God's vision for my life is. So I have... It might seem like a lot of questions, but I'd like you to just ask yourself these questions as I share them and see what God would have you to do. So the first thing that came to my mind was vision, and specifically, where are we headed? Where am I headed? And where did I get that vision from? Is it a vision that God gave me, or is it something that I just think would be neat, or... is it in line with what God wants for my life? And then the second thing that came to my mind was focus. Who are we looking at? What is our focus? Why? So we have a vision, that's the long term, but what are we looking at as, what are we focusing on? What's catching our immediate eye? And I was thinking about how easy it is for us to take where we're headed based on the people that are around us and trying to be maybe the best person among us. Well, that's not a good ending point, because obviously all of us are less than what we want to be. So the question is our context our starting point, or is it our end goal? The people around us, we're all working towards something, but if we're working towards it and we're trying to circle around to be what we already are, God can't do anything original through us. And then the standard that we have for ourselves. What standard am I holding myself to? I think it's easy for me to confuse standards, my standards and my vision, and just try to live my life based on doing the right things, on having the right standards. And I think there's some good come out of that. It'll keep us out of a lot of trouble. But if it's much more successful if we have a vision and the standards just work into that vision. And then also, as I thought of standards, I was thinking about what's the standard that I hold others to? And I realized that it's really easy for me to critique other people and to actually hold them to a higher standard than I hold myself to. If I see an imperfection in myself, it's easy to overlook it. But if I see it in somebody else, I think, wow, what can I do to help that change? But altogether, the standards that we have, who gave us these standards? Is it something that we've decided for ourselves, or is it something that God gave us to do? And then success of our vision. Are we happy with what our decision, with what our choices are producing? And I think for a lot of young people, they don't really see what their choices are producing, but as they look around them, as you look around yourself, are you happy with what you see others' choices are producing? The people that you look up to, are their choices something that you would, is the outflow of their life something that you would actually view as success? And I had the definition of success here, which I thought was fitting. Success is the accomplishment of an aim or purpose, the good or bad outcome of an undertaking. And if you can't have success if you're not shooting for something. Your life will not be successful if you're not aiming for something. And also, who are we looking to as a success? We may make a great person from people's perspective if we follow a great person. But greatness from God's view is following His will for our lives. And then I also was thinking of failure. I feel feelings of failure often, and I assume that's not original, but what are we fearful of? What do we define failure as, and why? And both success and failure, I realize that sometimes critiquing ourselves is our own worst enemy. Are we the judge of our success, or is God the judge? And are we willing to let Him define whether we're going to be successful, and when we get there, what success will look like? And I was thinking of the limitations to our vision and fulfilling it. And I think there's lots of things that keep us from having a vision, from following through with our vision. I think one of the big ones for me is, what have I decided is unattainable? If I have this great vision of what God wants to do with my life, but have decided that it's not able to be attained, then it's really not a vision at all, because I'm not going to succeed if I don't try. There's also the distractions of life and distractions of fame, distractions of prosperity, excitement, the distraction of wanting to be influential, and that really limits us from being faithful to our vision. I also think that liberty, feelings of wanting to do what we're, wanting to be allowed to do anything, can sidetrack us from our vision. I also think that sin often keeps us from fulfilling our vision because we, if we aren't willing to address it, we don't know how to overcome what is, what's hindering us. I guess sin and compromise often will keep us from reaching the goal. So I have a verse here, Philippians 3, 13 and 14. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And as I read those verses, I felt like they speak a lot of vision, and yet I had to ask myself, what is the mark and what is the prize? And I think you could say Jesus is the mark and heaven is the prize, but it doesn't really say there. It sort of leaves it open-ended. What is God's calling on your life, and are you following it? I think it's really easy to look back at the past and see our failures and see what hasn't happened the way we want it to. And I have to keep thinking of Jesus being, or God being in charge of everything that happens in life, and his plan will be successful. So after looking back on our life or on the past, are we pessimistic about the past or the future? God knows what the past was like, and he knows the future, and his plan wins. Are we working on figuring out what's attainable, or are we working at figuring out what God wants? If we know what God wants from our life, then let's focus on that. And I think sometimes I think God likes us to walk in faith and not know the middle ground. He might give us a vision of the end goal, and he gives us the opportunity to make action in the present. But are we taking time to figure out what that next step is, to walk out the first step in his plan for our lives? 2 Timothy 4, 7 and 8, Paul talks about his faithfulness to what God has given him to do. He says, I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. Not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. What stuck out to me was that it says, I have finished my course. God's given each one of us different visions of what he wants to do through us, and we need to be careful not to load onto others what God has given us to do. And for closing, Romans 12, verses 1 and 2 talks about Jesus. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about, I think I have that one memorized wrong.
Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. I think if we're living for the vision that God has given us, we can look at that with joy, and we can put no value on the negative things that it means we can't have that other people have. So I hope that can be an encouragement to each one of you. I felt like I need to take time myself and figure out what those next steps are and how to be faithful to my calling. So hopefully we can each do that in our week this week. God bless you.